Welcome to a Song of Ice and Fire Symposium. My name is Nav.
And I'm Harmit.
And this is a Game of Thrones. Chapters 29, 30, and 31. Sansa, Eddard, and Tyrion. In these chapters, Sansa is having the time of her life. Sir Hugh has used up all the time of his life. And Tyrion is most definitely not having the time of his life. Welcome to the podcast, everyone. Now, Harmit, before I ask you what you thought of these chapters, I'm gonna explain what it felt like reading them. So right now I'm reading the third book, and Man, it's intense. But also, every time it took me so much longer to read these chapters, because every time a new character would show up, I would like remember their entire story arc in all the books, and I'll be like so excited, and it would take me several minutes to come back to the story we're reading in these chapters.
Oh my gosh.
So also, there is a higher probability of me possibly spoiling you, so don't use any tricks on me, okay? Don't. Just don't. I don't trust this coy laughter of yours.
Oh my gosh.
Promise me you will not try to trick me. Solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear that I am up to no good.
Okay, whatever. I tried. So it'll be her fault if I spoil something. I really don't want to spoil you, but I'm going to try and rein it in. That's why I wrote such detailed notes, so that I can just read from them and not think about anything else. Okay.
Yeah.
So now tell me what you thought of these chapters.
Okay, this is my favorite set of chapters we've done so far. So far it's been like, I'll be into it for one chapter, and then the other chapters are like, okay, nothing's happening. For these chapters, things were happening. And there was so much that, like for example, I read the first chapter, and I just moved on. But then when I was reading the second chapter, things that I hadn't noticed in the first chapter were important, and then same for, like, the third chapter. So then I had to go back and read everything twice, because I was like, oh, I need to start paying attention, because things are actually happening.
Yeah.
So there's all these, like, nice little connections, so I was, like, actually, like, this was a good set of chapters to do together.
Yeah.
It just made sense, because if we'd done this in 3 weeks, I would have not
made those connections in your head.
Yeah, at all. I am not that, I would not have remembered any of that.
This was definitely one of those, like, chapters that I really wanted them together because they connect so perfectly.
Yeah.
And it worked out that way, so that's good.
Wow.
Okay, so you enjoyed them chapters, yes. These chapters.
Them chapters? Yes, I enjoyed them chapters.
So I'm just going to tell the audience that there was a point where we might have had to reschedule this recording, and I told Harmit to stop reading because it wasn't like she wasn't gonna remember anything if we recorded a week from now, but she was so set on finishing the chapter, she was so into it. It gave me joy.
I was like, you cannot tell me to stop reading halfway through. I can't do that.
Yeah, anyway, so I'm glad you're getting into it, because I can't even. Okay. Every time I read a chapter from, like, the third book right now, I'm like, this is what I'll tell Harmit. This is what I'll tell Harmit. I can't, like, I imagine the conversations we'll have as I'm reading. And
so
they'll
funny.
Be, like, 4 years down the road, but still, you know.
Yeah. We'll be, like, broken bones.
Okay.
Living life.
Let's talk about these chapters that we have here now. So are you ready to do the summarizing?
Yes.
Okay. 30 seconds per chapter. Stick to the major details.
Okay.
And I'll just say the next person's name when it's the 30 seconds are over. Okay. Ready, set, Sansa.
Okay, so tournament day one, lots of things happen. At the end, we see like four prevalent people going off. So Jaime's doing his thing. Both Clegane brothers are doing their thing. King of Flowers. So these four
Knight
people,
of Flowers.
Whatever his name. Oh yeah, Knight of Flowers. Okay, they're doing their thing, and then second, and then we find out a lot of scary details on Sansa's way home, and then next day,
Skip. Okay, Ned.
Oh, Gregor wins. Oh, Ned. Oh my gosh, what happens in Ned's chapters? I'm literally forgetting. Oh, Ned's in his room.
No,
they're
at the
tournament.
To the king.
Oh, yeah. He what? Oh, yeah, because the king's being stupid. The
sure
king's
you
being
stupid.
Yeah, no. King's being stupid. Ned goes to talk to the king, pacify him because he's a kid, not a king. And then I'm literally forgetting.
Switch. Tyrion.
What happens in Tyrion? Oh, okay, so they're traveling. They're traveling, and he's like, you tricked me. My wit is my greatest weapon, and you tricked me. Ah! And he's been captured, and people from the, pub place are there as well. And
in.
They're traveling. Sorry, the inn. And then we see people, and then there's a little mini battle, little preview of battle. And then they're like, okay, well, we have to go.
Okay, stop.
And then they go.
You
I literally forgot everything
details.
That happened in Ned's chapter. I was like,
you've mentioned none of the things that connect over the three chapters.
Because I couldn't remember.
Okay, you couldn't remember. Let's try
in
and
the
bring your memory back, shall
okay.
we?
Yeah.
So why don't you start us off with Sansa 2?
The problem is that they all connect. In my brain, I was like, what happened in which chapter? Like that, I was literally like, did that happen in Ned's or in Sansa's? Like, I couldn't even remember.
Right. Okay,
anyway.
Fair enough.
Okay, so we're starting off with Sansa. Okay, so Sansa rides to the tournament. She's there, and she's, like, seeing all these knights come in, like, all these people, and she's like, oh my gosh, I know you. Oh, I don't know you. I didn't hear a song about you. I don't know you. She's kind of observing all these people, and she's talking about, like, she says all these names. She's like, oh, those are the people from the Kingsguard. That's Jaime.
Right.
That's Gregor.
So
that's
these are, like,
Jason.
The main people that are
yeah.
in there.
The people.
So there's the Kingsguard. Jaime is part of the Kingsguard, but he's wearing his Lannister armor. There's Gregor Clegane, the Mountain. There's Thoros of Myr, the guy that fights with a flame and sword.
Yeah.
There's Beric Dondarrion, the guy Jane Poole falls in love with at first sight because he's so handsome.
Yeah.
There's the Hound, Sandor
yes.
Clegane. There's Renly. There's Jory fighting on behalf of House Stark.
Yeah.
There's Loras Tyrell, the Knight of Flowers. And there's
yes.
also... Lord Jason Malister and his kids. The
mm-hmm.
So the reason I put bring them up is because they were the people that Catelyn passed on the way to the inn.
Oh yeah.
So
okay,
like
yeah.
we recognize these people's names,
right.
And Sansa is just
recognize
like,
these people's names.
Well, I recognize these people's names.
There we go.
And so Sansa's just having the time of her life. This is you
yeah.
know everything she ever dreamed of: knights
yeah.
and. Gallantry and
yeah, and to think her
know.
Dad was like, "Oh, I don't want to subject you to this," and she was like, "This is literally
what I live for."
I think she even said that at one point in like different words. She was like, "This is my place."
Yeah, and it's really interesting. So this is like in this chapter, what I believe George is doing. He's like pulling apart Sansa's like romanticism of her world. Like, you know, she's like, all these knights and all these fancy people. And then he's like, but knights are terrible. They kill people and they burn people's faces because knights are not real. Or, you know, like there's this rose-eyed view that she has of the world. And he kind of pulls it apart in this chapter, I feel.
Yeah.
Right? And he's also showing, like, there's the crowds of people that are like, yeah, go kill that guy or, you know,
yeah.
whatever. But like, he's showing why people are attracted to violence, because that's what it is. This is not like it's presented as if this was like the Olympics or sports of some kind, but really these are possibly fatal activities and people are just
yeah.
so into them.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So I wanted to bring those points out before we get into the minute details.
Yes.
Okay, So I'll just go through some of the things that happened before we get into what some of the major events. So Jory is fighting on behalf of House Stark, like I said, and Sansa's like, oh, he looks like a beggar among the others. So, but he does quite well. He beats like a Frey and some other guy. He does well. And, but eventually he loses, but you know, so what? There's also Ser Barristan Selmy, who's much older than, like, pretty much anybody on the field, but he puts up a good fight, even against Jaime, so...
Yeah.
Props. That's impressive.
Kingslayer.
And then there's Gregor Clegane, the mountain that rides. Now, in his second tilt against a knight from the Vale... His lance just, you know, slides up his neck and just kills him by accident. It happens, you know.
Yeah, it's just, you know, when you're experienced, all of these little mistakes still happen.
And also, like, these lances are supposedly meant to break upon impact, but somehow this one doesn't. I don't know. And yeah, this kid's, this like, one armor isn't properly fitted. Like, so what?
Yeah. Very interesting. Wonder how that happened.
Yeah. So anyway, Gregor Clegane kills Sir Hugh from the Vale, which we don't know this guy. That's who this is at this point, because Sansa's like, he was no one. I don't even remember his name, and no one else will. There will be no song for him. And she's more sad about the fact that there will be no songs for him than the fact that he's actually dead.
Yeah.
And she's like, the guy falls right in front of her when he dies, and she's unmoved and just, like, strangely fascinated by it, so...
And she's also, like, she's really, like, for a couple sentences in a row, she's just struggling with, like, I should be crying.
But I can't.
I'm not crying. I should care that my, like, friends cry. You know? She's really struggling with the should, and you're like, well, Sansa... Should is not a good word. You're either going to cry or you're not.
Right. But, like she recognizes how she should be behaving, but she's still, like, she doesn't care about these people as much.
Yeah.
You know?
She's like...
Like,
she's
if like, the Knight of Flowers was the kid that died, I'm sure she would weep. But, because he's, like, that good-looking knight of, you know, and everything she thinks a knight should be.
Exactly.
So, yeah, anyway, So the Sir Hugh dies, and then Renly's in jousting, and he falls and breaks an antler off his helm, and everybody thinks it's his head that cracked, but it was just the antler. So he's like, okay, cool.
That made me laugh. And he's very much like Renly feels like a celebrity. Well, they're all kind of like, you know, they're matured on, but he's very much like, he's that like charming, like, oh guys, I lost, you know, like that's, you know what I mean?
But even like the common people love him, and you know, I think the Hound throws his like broken antler into the crowds, and the crowd goes crazy over the little bit of gold, and Renly goes like calms him down, and you know.
Yeah, it was literally such a like, this is my concert, and like I'm trying to calm my fans down. You know?
He's crowd surfing.
That's literally. Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, but I mean, he's a charming dude, so that makes sense.
And he's like, he's one of the most good-looking guys that Sansa has ever seen, and we know how she judges people.
She keeps saying that about everybody. Literally every single chapter, she's like, he was the most good-looking man I've ever seen, and I'm like, what about the last guy you said that to?
Well, she hadn't seen the other person yet, so...
Okay, yes, whatever.
I just keep getting better and better looking.
Oh my gosh,
But yeah, so...
Well,
like,
then, with that logic, the Knight of Flowers is
the most
better.
Good.
Yeah, is better than everybody. Even, like, Jaime Lannister.
Right, yeah.
And, like, yeah. Anyway, I'm just thinking of this too hard.
So,
moving on.
All I'm saying is that Renly, like, judging by Sansa's standards, he's very good looking. And that helps him out in the likability. And he's, like, always joking around, you know?
Yeah. He's very charming.
Yes, exactly. I gotta say, I like Renly.
I like Renly. He's just, I feel like he's not, like, too intense, but he's also not stupid, you know?
Right. I mean, not nothing that we know of so far.
Well, oh my gosh, yeah. We don't really know. I was saying to Nav earlier, I need to stop, like, just, like, trusting these people. Like, I keep trusting these people, and, like, I don't trust anybody anymore. So, you know what? Yeah, maybe he is stupid. I don't know if he's stupid. Maybe he is.
Okay, all right. Stupid isn't a nice word. Let's move on. So, they fight all day, jousting, poking at each other with sticks, because, you know, that's how it be. That's literally what they're doing.
Yes.
I'm going to poke you harder and make you fall off your horse. No, I'm going to poke you harder and make you fall off your horse.
Yeah. Okay, the Knight of Flowers has a very interesting routine going on. He wins.
Oh, yes.
And he goes and gives a he circles the crowd. Okay, so
his horse, I think, is blanketed in red and white roses. Yeah. And every time he wins, he gives some girl a rose. And to Sansa, he gives a red rose. Whereas to everybody else, he gave a white rose. So obviously, he loves her.
Obviously. And also, all of those, first I was like, this guy, why does he have so many theatrics? I mean, it worked out for him in the end, so yeah. Good for him.
He is very much, all about showing off his Knight of Floweriness, you know? Like, he embraces the title. He's got his horse all layered in flowers. His cloak, I think, has flowers sewn into it, which is, you know... Yeah. So, pretty intense. He embraces that thing. And after that, this, a certain Littlefinger comes and walks up to Sansa.
Creepy. He was being so creepy.
Okay,
this
good.
This is somebody that you don't
in my
know.
Notes, what I wrote is Littlefinger comes and creeps on Sansa, because that's literally what he does.
Yes, he's just like... pulling at her hair. He's like touching her hair strand. And he's
I wanted to have sex with your mother. You have her hair. Let me touch your cheek.
I know. It's so creepy. Like, it's just, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's so creepy. I was like,
Yes. It very much.
But anyway, after this very uncomfortable encounter, they go and, the common people head off and they go to have their feast, you know? And Joffrey...
Oh, right. The common people leave and the important people go to have the feast.
Yes.
Right, okay, sorry, go ahead.
as everybody interprets it, but as Sansa interprets it. And so Joffrey, our lovely betrothed, comes and sits beside Sansa. Yeah. And here I'm like, one of the first things they talk about is he's like, oh... Knight of Flowers has good taste. And I'm like, so you haven't talked to her since that whole thing. And this is what it takes?
Right. Before he even speaks to her, Sansa's thinking about how she thought she hated him for what they'd done to Lady.
Yeah.
But then later she tells herself that it wasn't his doing, that it was the queen who had done it, and Arya. Because nothing bad would have happened except for Arya.
Yeah, and then she's like, well, the queen got her killed, we would have just been fine.
And she was there when Joffrey was, you know, like, she told, a lie later on to kind of, you know, play it off so that she was in trouble with the Lannisters and her fiancé and whatever, you know. I understand that, but now it's like...
Now it's like, it's this intentional ignorance. Yeah. because I remember even before, I was like, why is she doing this? And I kind of considered, because you were like, well, it's this person that she's supposed to marry versus her sister. Like, what is she supposed to do? And I was like, yeah, that's fair. But in this chapter, you're right.
Like,
it's definitely different.
She's not saying this to someone else. She's just saying this to herself. Now she's lying to herself, which is problematic.
Yes.
But, you know,
but
to
I'm
her...
glad that she's... Sorry, yeah?
So I was just going to say, to her great surprise, Joffrey is the quote-unquote soul of courtesy. As she puts it.
Oh my gosh.
You know, he talks to her and doesn't hit her or something.
He teaches her about the stuff that they're eating.
Yeah.
And okay.
You know, the fact that he talks to her means that he's the greatest person ever.
Yes, exactly.
You know, every dish he serves her first. And he doesn't even complain about his hand at all.
Yeah, I'm sorry, this is the standard. Anyway, whatever.
Right, sorry,
so they're having
but, Sansa definitely
having
has, some
yes,
misgivings.
Sansa's, yes. And then So they're having their little talk, and they're having their little fun. And then we hear the king.
Yeah.
Who loses his temper.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you can't stop me from fighting, woman. And they have this little moment.
Yes.
And
the queen storms off.
Yeah, she leaves. And, you know, then they're like, okay, well, let's all go to bed, because this is creepy. This is very scary. The feast is over. Everybody's leaving. And then, so the hound, or Joffrey's like, do you need someone to take you home?
At this point, Joffrey's kind of like, goes cold all of a sudden. And I mean, honestly, of all the things he does, this is the most understandable, because like, he's just seen his parents fight very publicly.
Yeah.
It's kind of
their entire family is about appearances. So
yeah, so I can get that. But you know, at this point, he drops the charade of like being her princely prince. And
yes.
And it's like, here, my dog will walk you back to the castle. Basically, that's what he calls him.
That's true.
And you know, Sansa's like, she's afraid of the hound, but her septa's drunk and snoring. So she doesn't have a choice. Yeah. That is not a very good babysitter, by the way.
I know. And then so they're just kind of walking down, and she's like, well, this is awkward. Let me make some conversation.
Mm-hmm. You were so gallant today, sir. And he's like, don't you dare call me sir.
He just pops off. Like, he pops off. He's like, you and your little bird ways, doing what you're told to do, and so it's kind of funny, because he's in this place where, like, you know, like, everybody's, like, always consistently has to be keeping their appearance and keeping everything intact, and you can tell that he very much hates all of that.
Yes.
He's like, no, just, like, literally everything he says, everything that he does, and even, like, when he's fighting on the field, like, he's not wearing any, like, fancy stuff going on. Like, he's like, no, just keep it real. Do what you gotta do. He's like, don't lie. And, what was I saying? What was my point? Oh, so, anyway, I was just going off. But, so, he goes off, and
you know, he's like, I don't like knights. Knights are stupid.
Yeah, really, he's like, my brother's a knight. Did you see what he was up to?
Mm-hmm. He just accidentally killed that other knight, didn't he?
Yeah. He's like, you think he's that dumb? Yeah, I know otherwise. Want to know how I got this? And this shook me. I was
really?
Like, oh my gosh. I did not expect that.
Well, okay, first, like, tell the story.
Because when the character was first introduced, when they were like, Gregor Clegane, the mountain that rides, I was like, oh, it's this, like, because at that point, Sansa was talking about, like, oh, like, younger brothers and stuff. And my brain was like, oh, maybe he's a younger brother, because we haven't heard about him before. But turns out, he's the older, more intense brother.
Mm-hmm.
So they were young, and he got, like, a gift from the people, like, their neighbors. And,
not neighbors. Gregor's, like, he just got Gregor a toy. Sander. Each of them got a toy, but Sandor, the hound, wanted the mountain's toy. And the mountain was too old for toys anyway, so he started playing with it. But the mountain got mad.
Yeah.
And instead of, you know, talking it out, as one should, he just shoved the hound's face in a fire. As you do.
As you do. Jinx!
Blink.
That is what you do. Maybe that's what I should do when my brother uses something of mine.
Yeah, do not, please.
Of course, I'm kidding.
Yes, I know. But, like, he was so big, even at, like, age 12 or whatever, that it took, like, 3 men to fight him off of the hound. And and later, you know, they just kind of hit it up. He was like, oh, his bed caught on fire, or whatever.
Yeah.
And Sir Gregor was knighted, and he got all the things. He inherited the titles and the lands and whatever. And that's how he was rewarded for his behavior. And the hound is not happy.
Yes. And he's like, oh, by the way, if anybody hears about this, I will kill you.
Well, he's like, don't tell your father or your sister. And she's like, I won't. And then he's like, if you tell anyone, I will kill you.
I will kill you.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you probably will because you don't lie and you don't deceive. You like truths. Mm-hmm. That feels like a truth.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was so intense.
That was the chapter. I don't have any questions for you at the moment. Let's go through all of these chapters because they're kind of connected and we'll do predictions at the end. And I believe you have some questions for yourself to ask.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. All right. So, dear Neddard.
Neddard. Gotta love Neddard. Okay.
So, Ned and Barristan are looking at Sir Hugh's body, the guy who died. And
so, you know, we find out that Sir Hugh was, well, I guess we already knew this, but I'd forgotten about this. But he was John Arryn's squire for four years, and then he got knighted in memory of John Arryn, right before the king went to
Winterfell. Yeah, and right after John died, so.
Yeah.
Almost seems like someone's rewarding him for certain services. Mm-hmm. So, okay, why are we talking in this weird cryptic? Like, nobody here is. Everybody knows what we're talking about. Okay, so. They are, you know, Ned's wondering if he was killed on purpose, but he's like, there's no real way to know.
Yes.
And I'm like, Ned, seriously, if you don't know at this point, you're never gonna know.
I know. There's, like, even, like, if, like, we've had so many Ned chapters, and, like, literally in every single chapter, it just gets more and more obvious how out of place he is.
Yeah, he does like, not.
Yeah. So, they're like, okay, well, Ned's like, I'm gonna be straight up. I got an awful sleep last night because I was wondering if the king of the kingdom is gonna die today. And king of the kingdom is Wilding. And he's like, I am going to... Okay, so throughout all these chapters, instead of calling him king, I've started calling him kid. So I'm gonna say kid instead, if that's okay.
Sure. Okay.
So he is literally a kid. He throws temper tantrums.
Can we just use his name, Robert?
Robert is hard to say.
How about we call him Bobbert? Old Bob.
Bob. I'll call him Bob.
Okay. Bob just is good. Like yeah. Okay. Because there's a lot of kids. We're going to get confused.
That's true. Okay. So, Bob. So they go to talk to Bob. So Bob is getting dressed in his armor by his Lannister squires.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're what was their exact phrasing? Oh, they said, this is made too small. And Ned like, comes in and he's like, you're too fat for your armor. And at this point I was like, ooh, he said it.
You can't cover your mouth.
At this point, I was like, oh, he said it. And he did. Yes. And Robert kind of is like, oh, it's so funny. And he sends his squires on a wild goose hunt to go find a breastplate stretcher,
I believe.
Yeah,
which is not a thing that exists, so he's just gonna, you know, have them run around all day trying to look for it. Which is, you know, I'm not mad, they're Lannisters. He can fool around with them.
Yeah. And then, so, Robert's like,
Lyanna
would never shame me like that. And Ned's like, bro, you don't even know her. She is just you know when you just make stuff up in your mind?
Yeah.
And you just don't know the truth?
Yeah. That's Lyanna is like Robert's manic pixie dream girl. Have you right?
Yeah.
And Ned's like, that's not what she was like. She, you know, you saw the beauty, but you didn't see the iron underneath, I think he says.
Yes.
And, you know, she was actually intense. And Arya reminds him of her, so we can kind of guess as to what kind of a person she was.
Yeah, and I feel like... Yeah.
Yeah, she would not
I don't see them getting along that much. Mm-hmm. if she's like, oh, yeah, he was, yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
What are you yaying about? Can you explain?
Like, Lyanna Arya. I remember when he was like, you remind me of my sister, and she got herself killed, so. You know, I was just thinking back to that interaction.
Okay.
Anyway.
He didn't say it. He was thinking it.
Yes, but,
Barristan.
So Robert's kind of, Barristan is like, okay, well, they're just gonna let you win, because who would risk hurting the king? Mm-hmm. And he's like, they're just gonna let me win? and he just kind of,
Yeah, this heart says pride. He is not happy about being reminded or, like, you know, this pointed out to him.
And he's like, I am in the wrong place. I am doing the wrong thing.
Well, he gets mad and he tells Barristan to leave. Yeah. And at this point, he gets real with Ned. He commands him to have some beer, and Ned takes, like, a sip.
Commands him to shut up and listen to his damn king.
Yeah, well, this is, like, actually a genuine moment of reflection that we have not seen from Robert before. You know,
yes,
he admits to
But it's very short-lived.
Yeah, but, like, he admits to not being a good king and the fact that he doesn't like being the king.
Yeah,
he
also he's, apologized. Like, literally, yeah.
He also apologizes for Lady and admits that Joffrey was probably lying. And then he's like, I'm ashamed of having a kid like Joffrey. Like, how did I father such a son or whatever? Or, like, how could I have made a son like that, he says. And then he's like, you know, I've thought about just leaving the throne and going being a warrior. But the thought of Joffrey on the throne stops him. So he's like... Maybe by being even an incompetent king, he's helping the kingdom by stopping Joffrey from being king, who we know has, you know.
Yeah, but if that's your only, you know, like, he's very much like.
Yeah, like find another king.
Yeah, like, yeah, but even then it's like, okay, but there's,
yeah, you know, but that's a little bit more. This land, you know, your oldest son is going to be the next heir, so.
Yes, exactly. And he's like, oh, well, you know what? At least I'm better than King Aerys, right? Yeah, you can talk now. Yeah, you're right.
Ned's he's like, well, now you can agree and say that I'm a good king. And Ned's like,
well, your majesty about that.
And then Robert's like, oh, it's fine. You can never lie for love nor honor. So.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, well, it's fine. You know what? You're here. So, like, magically, everything's just going to get better. So, you know what? Why don't we just talk about the olden days? Because that's where I live.
Well,
he's talking about how they, like, throw oranges around and stuff.
Yeah, when they were, like, kids, you know, in the Eyrie, he's recalling the good old days. Like, oh, this is the friend I remember. And if I could only prove, you know, that the Lannisters wanted to kill Bran and kill Jon Arryn, that this Robert would listen. Like, he's kind of reassuring himself in that.
Yeah, but...
You don't think so?
I think there's a possibility, but I think that when, like, everybody around him is a Lannister, is he just gonna condemn every single person and be like, you guys are all awful, leave? Like, what's he gonna do? I just don't understand what he's gonna do.
He is also in debt to the Lannisters in more than
exactly.
one way.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Like, I just don't, if it was, like, the Hound or something, you know, you can be like, okay, well, you know, but, like, the Lannisters have, like, the Lannisters and the Baratheons, right? That's his last name. Mm-hmm. It's so interconnected now, and there's just, like, they're literally part of the kingdom
right.
now.
Right,
like, you can't.
It's complicated, but, you know, if they are just let, if Ned lets them continue, then they're just gonna have all the power one day, and, you know, who's gonna stop them then?
Yeah, of course, I'm not saying he shouldn't stop them, I'm just saying that I don't think that, I'm worried, because I don't know if Robert is going to do what is needed to get rid of the Lannisters.
I mean, he can unite the rest of the kingdom against the Lannisters, and then they, you know, like, they're a big
but
force,
their
but
loyalties
not...
aren't, like, a lot of the people in the kingdom, we've seen, like, their loyalties go to whoever they think is gonna win.
Fair.
Like, they want to be on the winning side. Like, we don't know if Robert's the winning side. And, like, as we learn throughout, like, the only really, like, loyal thing that Robert has is just, like, Ned and then Starks.
Right. Everybody else is in it for themselves.
Yeah, like, it's not, I just don't think that, like, before we were talking, like, when we were like, oh, well, if it's the kingdom against the Starks don't have any people. But now I feel like it's, like, it's even, like, King Robert himself, you know?
Okay.
I don't know, though.
So you think he'll want to act, but he won't actually have the power to?
I think he'll have to just do, like, something supplemental that won't actually solve the problem. Like, instead, it'll be like, I'm not saying this is the specific example, but like giving Joffrey detention for a day, or like taking, like, you know what I mean? Like you know when parents are like,
yeah, but for I'm taking away your phone his for a hand day. Of the king.
But I don't
like
what's he gonna do?
Maybe he'll like, pin it you go on to jail. Like a cousin Lannister as opposed to Cersei Lannister.
Yeah, like just. That's like okay. That's what I'm saying. I don't We're know what he's gonna do.
This.
Like I don't know what he's gonna do, but I don't think that he's gonna do, like he's gonna be able to do everything in his power.
Okay.
I just don't think he'll be able to because it's too complicated. Everything's too interconnected. Too much going on with the Lannisters.
Right. Okay.
And they want it that way. Anyway, we got
so,
into that.
Okay. So let's get back to the chapter. So at this point, they go back to the jousting. The last matches are happening.
Okay, and... wait. One thing I just want to point out.
Sure.
So when they were talking about it, when he was kind of reliving the old days, you can tell that he does not have a fondness for the Kingslayer. And he's kind of like going off and he's like, oh, Kingslayer, the flower boy beat the Kingslayer, you know?
Yeah.
So the flower, so this kind of confirms, okay, that part of the thing
yes.
that could have been a lie is true, that he did in fact beat him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Moving on.
Okay. Well, look at you catching all these details. So, okay. Now the jousting resumes and the Hound defeats Jaime. And
that was nice.
Littlefinger loses the bet to Renly because he bet that the mm-hmm. bet that
and here,
Jaime would win.
Renly says that if Tyrion were here, I would be winning double the money. And the only way he can know that for sure is if he knows for sure that Tyrion would bet on Jaime. So Tyrion wasn't lying about
Look
that.
Look at you!
But that stresses me out because I'm like, what's
but
going
like,
on?
But no, did you catch that on the first read or the second read?
Second.
Okay. Yeah, because it is.
Because the first read, I was like, huh, whatever. You know? Because I literally, I'm telling you now, I wasn't reading it, like, actively. I was just like, oh, cool, this is what happens, you know?
Yeah. I'm so glad you caught that. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Okay. Okay. Sorry. Again, I did that thing where I thought of all the other, like, storylines and now I have to think back to this chapter. So after
Maybe you
this,
tell me what you're thinking about.
So the Mountain and Loras are starting to face, you know, getting
oh,
ready to face
off.
That's
his name, Loras.
Oh, Loras Tyrell. Yeah.
Yeah, I always forget his name. He's just Flower.
Flower. Okay. Anyway, so they're, you know, getting ready to fight, and Ned's thinking about the stories that he's heard about Sir Gregor, the Mountain, mm-hmm. and you know, it's said that he was the one that killed the baby Aegon and raped his mother before killing her too. So
yeah. And he's yay. Well, it's people suppose that he also like killed like a lot of his family, like
yeah,
mysterious death
like,
of his dad, mysterious death of his mom, mm-hmm. his brother never visits. I wonder why.
I don't think we heard about his mom, but he's about to be married for the third time and we don't really know what happened to his first two wives. There's
yeah.
stories of, like, servants just mysteriously disappearing. There was a sister
yes.
that died under strange circumstances. And mm-hmm. his father died in a hunting accident. And as we know from Samwell Tarly's dad, hunting accidents are the perfect place to kill somebody.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's true.
So, just FYI.
So if anybody's ever like, hey, Sansa, want to go hunting? I don't know why they'd say that to Sansa. I don't know. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, but, like, yeah. It's all very suspicious.
Yes.
And so they're fighting, or, like, they're jousting, and Sir Gregor can't control his horse and loses to Loras. And
mm-hmm. He loses both the game and his senses.
Well... if he ever had any.
Well,
but.
That's true. But
so
I
he
was
gets
like,
so
oh my
mad.
Gosh. I didn't expect him to, like, you know, in front of everybody, but I guess he doesn't
care. He's so big.
Yeah.
yeah. He, like, kills his horse in one swift, you know, slash
yeah.
of his sword. And then he
yes.
goes after Loras, and Ned's like, stop him, but nobody can hear him because the crowd is freaking out.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
And all, like, they can do is watch until the Hound steps in and stops the Mountain. And then they fight. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty cool. Until Robert, you know, the Hound can fend him off, but he can't really. Ned notices that he hasn't been able to get any blows at the mountain's head or whatever.
But I think he also said, like, he's trying not to, like, hit any place that isn't protected. So I don't think he's trying to, like...
I think what Ned was pointing out is that the mountain is better at fighting than the, like, better matched.
Oh, I thought he meant, like, he was trying to be more honorable, and I was like, that's kind of weird.
I don't know. Like, he jokes about having to possibly kill his brother the next day.
He doesn't seem very fond of him. I guess you're right. It's not like he has any redeeming qualities that, like, but also, I don't think he's gonna try and kill his brother. But also, he's the Hound, and he killed Micah and, like, woo, and he was, like, laughing about it, but also that was Micah and not his brother. I don't know, it's complicated. I don't know.
So, anyway, you know, Robert eventually commands them to stop using his battle commander voice, and the Hound kneels just as Gregor's, like, sword passes over his head, and Gregor is forced to stop and leave, because, you know, the king's there, there's all these knights that are, he can fight, you know, a few of them, but he can't fight all of them. So he just storms off all angry. And, and then that's the end of that. Not the end of that. At this point, there would have, like, so the two remaining champions are Sir Loras and the Hound. But Sir Loras is so grateful for the Hound having saved his life that he's just like, you take the victory! And the Hound wins! Yay!
Yay! I don't know if he even needs any of that, like, the
million
trillion dragons.
Well, he didn't inherit any of his dad's money, so...
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if for life he's kind of committed to this role, like...
Oh, yeah, but, like, you know?
Like, he's not gonna have to live on his like, own, other, like...
For drinking and other
things.
That's true.
That's fair, yeah. It's never a bad idea to have extra money.
Yeah, it's, you know, emergency fund. Just in case.
Emergency fund for, what was it, like, thousands of people or whatever?
Well, I think that was, like, the total for all the winnings for every winner.
Oh, for every single tournament and stuff.
Yeah. But I think he got, like, 20 or 30,000 gold dragons, which is plenty.
That's a lot.
Okay, so at this point, that, you know, the jousting is done, so they walk over to watch the archery competition, and as they're getting there... Littlefinger claims that Loras played a trick by using a mare in heat to throw off Sir Gregor's horse. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I don't begrudge him that, if he did.
He was smart. It was smart. Not technically against the rules.
Mm-hmm. So, they watched the archery.
Last time when he'd beaten the Kingslayer, did he win the tournament or did he just beat the Kingslayer and then lose to someone else?
I am not sure, actually.
Okay. I guess it doesn't matter if you don't know.
Yeah, I was just thinking about it.
I was like, if he's already won a tournament, is he trying to... I mean, I guess because it's
you
not
can
really...
You might want to win all the tournaments.
Like... That's true. That's fair.
Okay, so they watch the archery and a guy named Angai wins. That's the name of the guy.
Irrelevant.
But, you know, and Ned sends a guy to get him to join his guard, but he's so, you know, high on his own horse that he's like, I don't need to be part of your guard. I have all this money. Yay.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, that's fair. But he might want to, you know, use his skills for a purpose.
Yeah, anyway, so that was like a little off tangent there. And then the melee happens, and thankfully,
Robert doesn't partake. Oh, that's how you say that.
Oh, yeah.
I've been saying mealy. Mealy.
Yeah.
Melly.
So, the melee happens. Okay. Robert doesn't take part, thankfully.
Good. For the kingdom.
And there's like 40 people that are fighting, and eventually, Thoris of Myr wins with his flame and sword. You know.
I wonder why.
Well, I mean, it scares all the other people's horses and stuff, so...
Yeah. Yes.
And
then we see Arya again.
Yeah, so that night at the feast, Arya joins them. You know, she does not care about this tourney. And
she's like, I'm learning to... Well, okay, wait. So does Sansa know that she's, like, learning to fight? Or does she think it's just dance?
I think she just thinks it's dance.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, because, you know, it is... They call them her dancing lessons. And, you know, Sirio's teaching her, quote-unquote, water dancing, which is a form of fighting, but Sansa doesn't know that. So she just thinks you must be a really bad dancer to have all those bruises.
Okay, but even if, like, good dancers have a lot of bruises, too, so I don't know what she's talking about.
Well,
but...
not the dancing that she's used to. You know, ballroom dancing, like, all these,
oh,
like...
Oh, you're like, right. Yeah, that's
they don't
true.
Got ballet or hip-hop or whatever.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay,
they don't have the kinds of dancing that would cause bruises. Anyway, so Ned at this point, you know, he's inspecting her bruises and he's like, this Sirio guy's, I'm not sure about him anymore. He came highly recommended, but you sure
but
you
he
wanna...
has a lot of weird tactics.
Yeah.
Like he's like, put a cloth over your head and learn to see with your ears.
Which is actually very useful.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool, but Ned's like, Ned's just kind of like thinking about the future. He's like, what's he going to make her do next, you know?
Yeah, he's worried about her kid, his kid. And
But Arya's kind of like, no, I don't know.
She loves working with him and, you know, learning all the things she does. And, you know, they're going to be catching cats, so why wouldn't she? That's like
that
the next lesson plan.
Yes. Okay, so at this point, I paused. And I sat there for 20 minutes thinking about, like, Gendry and the significance and, like, what was going on. And I literally have no conclusion. Here's what I came up with.
Okay.
Which, like,
wait,
I looked at later and it just didn't make sense.
Wait. Let's tell people why you got there. So, after the feast, Ned goes to his room and that's when he's thinking about, you know, what his investigation has uncovered so far.
Yeah.
So, now tell me what your theories are.
Yeah. So,
all of them.
No, these are not my theories. These were things that I thought of in the moment because I couldn't think of anything else.
Okay.
I know that they have been disproven. Okay. So first, because I was like, what would be like the weirdest, most outlandish thing? Because I remember last time when I told you I had an outlandish theory, you thought I'd gotten it. So I was like, it has to be something outlandish. I know that's a stupid reason, but I was like, I need something outlandish. And I was like, it's Daenerys's mom. And then I was
Who's Daenerys' mom?
Like her...
Gendry's mom is Daenerys' mom?
Yes.
So Gendry is Daenerys' brother?
Daenerys' mom and the king's son.
But
so
when
would
the king have the chance
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Remember I told you I don't believe this anymore? These were just outlandish things that didn't make sense to me, but I was just
guessing.
Okay,
just because she had blonde hair.
Yes, and because she was, because I was trying to think of people in power who it would, like, because I was like, why does it matter that a common person had his, like, son, you know?
Okay.
As Ned's kind of thinking about it, he's like, the other people don't matter. Like,
yeah,
because
he's thinking about other bastards,
of.
So there's, like, a boy at Storm's End that they know about, and there's Robert's first bastard, a girl in the Vale, who's older than Robert was when he... you know, sired her, quote unquote.
Yes.
So that's like a strange thought. Like, to realize that you're older than your parents were when they had you.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's weird. Ah, okay, anyway, moving on, that's weird. I lost my thought. Oh, okay. And then this one, like, literally now, like, I'm telling you, none of these made sense. I just wrote them down because I was writing
just
down.
Just tell
things.
Me.
I was like, I was like, it's Lady Lysa.
Who's
and then I was
Lady
like, that
Lysa?
Makes no sense. Lysa, like
no.
John
like
Arryn's
his
wife.
Mom, Gendry's mom is Lady Lysa.
Yes,
but
yes.
Lysa has Tully hair, red.
Oh, I didn't.
She's
know
a Tully.
Oh right, yeah.
Like
well,
I don't think
there's
he
also
knew
a lot
red.
Of other reasons that doesn't work.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not the only reason. Like the red hair is not the only reason that doesn't work. And then. And then I was like, okay, this one seems the most probable, but still not that probable. I was like, okay, Rob did get married to someone else first, and because he was married to them first and had Gendry first, but for this to be true, Gendry would have to be older. Yeah, he's older. He's older than Joffrey. So I was like, oh, he got married to someone else, so legally, because he was already married to them, that kid is
but
the
why
heir.
Would he marry... like a common person. Like he didn't even want to marry Cersei after Lyanna died.
I know.
The only reason, like, that comes up in this chapter. The only reason he married Cersei was because Jon Arryn urged him to.
You're right. I never said it makes sense.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to prove. I'm like, after 20 minutes of thinking, this is all I could come up with. And think about how bad, like, those ideas are. Oh my god, you know?
It's so much simpler than you were making it out to be.
See, I don't know. Anyway, moving on. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, that's, so that was all of them?
I just can't uncover. That's all I have. I literally can't think of anything else.
All right, then.
But, Varys comes in.
Well, a strange man comes in and eventually reveals himself to be Varys.
Yes. And he's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, because, like, Ned's like, he even smells different. Like, he doesn't smell like perfume. He smells like sweat.
He's a spider. He's got to, you know, be...
Spidey.
Yeah, I couldn't think of a word. Like, you know, he can't draw suspicion to himself. He's very, you know, he's very smart. He's been doing this for a long time. He knows what to do and how to do it. So he tells Ned, he's like, yo, so Lannisters wanted to kill your bestie, and I'm here to tell you after the fact because I didn't trust you yet.
Right. Yeah.
And then he was like, you didn't trust me. Well, no, he didn't say that. But Varys was like, yeah, you're wondering why I didn't trust you? Because there are two types of people here in this Red Keep. People who keep their own desires above everything else.
Okay.
And people who... I just thought of that, and I'm glad that I did. And then there's people who... Oh, battery low. Okay. And there's people who keep... you know, the kingdom before their selves.
Yeah, people who, like, work for the realm and people who work for themselves.
Yeah, and he's like, well, like, now that you kind of, you know, like, you...
Saved
King's life. You, like, you brought him to his senses, and nobody else was willing to do that because they were afraid. And he's like, okay, well, good for you. I trust you now, so I'm here.
Yeah, so the plan was that the queen forbade Robert from fighting in the melee, which is the best way to guarantee that he will fight in the melee, and that he would, you know, die of a melee accident.
Sorry. Yes.
And that'll be that. But Ned stopped that plot, so good for him. But Varys, you know, they're both like, they know that they're gonna try again if they've tried now. And Varys is just like, well, we're just gonna have to hope that Robert loves you more than he loves his wife. Because he's like, you know, me, I'm a eunuch. Okay, can we just appreciate that the book actually said manly man like Robert? It said that. I'm not kidding. It says
I know.
Manly man. Doesn't like spies and eunuchs, so, you know, he would chop off Varys' head at any given moment. But Ned, he actually likes, so...
Yeah, like, he was willing to listen to Ned the way he wouldn't have listened to anyone else. And he's like, you know what? You give me some hope.
Right. You know? If you get your act together, we might be able to deal with this.
Yeah, yeah.
So, at this point, you know, he's like... Well, let's just hope we can save the king from himself. And he's about to go. And Ned's like, so, BTW, how did Jon Arryn die? And Varys is like, well, you know, he doesn't even blink out of, like, surprise. He's just like, oh yeah, Tears of Lys. Just, you know, a poison. Tastes like water. Leaves no trace.
He literally knows everything.
Yeah.
I'm like... Like, did he... I'm assuming he knew, like, even though they tried so hard to hide it, like, he knew about all the investigations and everything that Ned was trying to do.
Very likely.
Because he wasn't even...
He wasn't even really hiding. He's like, I'm gonna wear my hand of the king brooch and my...
That's true. Okay, yeah.
Stark I was just banner, like, I'm assuming... And I'm gonna walk up to the armor and be like, show me the boy.
Yeah.
I got really weird.
See, but at this point I was like, "Oh, this is one of those things where you have to suspend your disbelief," and I'm like, he should have just asked him, like, every single thing that I want to know. You know what I mean? And that, like, he wants to know, cuz Varys knows all of it or most of it.
But maybe Ned doesn't believe that he knows all of it. Or, like, he would think that if he knew more, he would just tell him because he's told him these pieces of information.
Yeah, but he didn't tell him anything about the John Aaron thing until he asked.
Yeah, well, maybe he wants to keep some pieces, like, close to his chest to play later. That's true. So do you think he knows of the real reason why John Aaron was killed? Like, you know...
I think that's a good question. I think so. Yes.
Okay, so he knows. Got it.
Yes. I don't know why he's not telling him, but he knows.
Right. He may not have proof. You know, that's one of those things. Okay, so at this point, Ned's like, well, who poisoned him? And versus, like, you know, a friend who ate with him and hung out with him all the time. A certain knight who prospered after his death, i.e. Sir Hugh.
Yes. Gotta love Sir Hugh.
Yeah, so all signs point to Sir Hugh was involved with John Aaron's death somehow. Mm-hmm. Possibly the one that poisoned him. But do you think that he, you know, he just didn't like John Aaron and therefore poisoned him? Or was he acting on behalf of someone?
I think maybe they were like, oh, if you poison him, we'll knight you quicker.
Okay, so he was acting on behalf of someone.
Yeah. Like, they even, like they said, like he owed a lot to John Aaron. I feel like he wouldn't just be like, I hate your guts, you know?
Right, but I feel that's like, why
and he seems
if you
very,
actually
like,
hate somebody's guts, but don't want to show that you hate their guts, poisoning is the way to go.
That's true. But I feel like it's also, like he's an ambitious dude. I feel like competing in this tournament, like, he's very ambitious, sometimes a little too ambitious. So maybe, you know, it's just he was like, yeah, I want to be a knight.
Okay.
I want to get past this old man, you know, like, move on.
Okay, so, and then, you know, Ned asks, why was he killed and why now? Like, you know, he was hanged for so long, and it's because he was asking questions. The same thing that a certain Neddard is doing at this very moment.
A certain Neddard. Yes, that is true. Maybe, he was asking questions. I don't know what questions, but he was asking them.
Right. I mean, it seems like he was following kind of the same investigation that Ned is. Because Ned's following in his footsteps. Like, backtracing the things that he did.
That's true.
Okay, so next on to...
I'm hoping that when we get Catelyn's chapter again and she finally gets to Lady Lysa, maybe she has any insight about what's going on.
Right. If she ever gets to Lady Lysa.
I knew you were going to say that.
I have to. It's like, I'm obligated, okay? It's in my contract. The non-existent contract. So.
Yes.
Let's move on to Tyrion. Speaking of Kat, let's move on to Tyrion.
Okay. So, Kat is taking Tyrion to the Eyrie. Mm-hmm. And they've been on the road for a while. And they're butchering Tyrion's horse.
Because they gotta eat.
Yes, yes, yes. And they kind of like reference the Dothraki and they're like, oh, well, they eat horses. We can do it. And he's like, you want to be like the Dothraki?
Yeah, the Dothraki, like, leave their, like, disabled people for the dogs. So he's not a fan of that idea.
Yeah, that's fair. That's very fair.
Yeah.
And then, so he's kind of remembering back, like, since the last time we saw him, what's happened.
He remembers back to the inn.
Yeah.
And you know, all the things that went down. But he's pleased to remember that only a dozen out of 50 people rose to help Catelyn. Because, like, when we're in Catelyn's chapter, we're like, oh, yeah, this whole inn is going to back her. Yeah.
And that's what, like, she made it feel like when she was like, oh, they got up. But you're like, wait, some of the people that got up, their captain didn't even get up. Mm-hmm. And most of the people in that room didn't even...
get up at all. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, dang, the Starks are in danger, and they're putting themselves into further danger.
Mm-hmm.
But I did, like, at this point, I was just so worried. I was like, what are they doing? I was like, they're so stupid. Like, why are they doing
worried about
this?
Who?
Catelyn and what's the guy? Sir Roderick. I was like, what are they doing? This is such a stupid idea.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, well, we're going the other way. And I was like, okay, slightly less stupid. You know, at least you weren't like, oh, let me go to Winterfell. Because I was like, and that then is went just
to Winterfell.
Stupid.
That is what she was like. She's like, I'm going to Winterfell. Winterfell. Tell everybody Winterfell. And then she's like, actually, we're going to the Eyrie. Which, so, you know, she outsmarted Tyrion in that. Because Tyrion was like, oh, you know, somebody will spread the news and his dad will send people after him to Winterfell. But, you know, Catelyn's outsmarted him. And he does not like it.
Yes. Okay, wait one second. I'm going to plug in my charger because my thing's at 6%.
Good idea. I do not want this to end in the middle of the whatever and then have lost the recording.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Okay, it's plugged in for sure?
Yeah.
Charging?
Yeah. I got you.
Okay, good. Wait, what is my battery at? Oh, I should plug mine in as well. It's not, it hasn't given me the warning yet, but I'm just going to plug it in anyway.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, let me.
Okay.
All right, so.
So, I just want to point out that through this entire chapter, I don't know, Tyrion's kind of like, Let me restart. So, throughout this entire chapter, Tyrion's been very much, he's like, I know your name and where you live. I'm gonna make you pay. You know, like this whole thing that's going on. And I'm like, dang.
A Lannister always pays its debts. Even the bad ones. Or, you know, like.
Yeah.
You will pay with your death. Oh.
Yes. Which is interesting. And then he gets a chance to break someone's fingers. So he's like,
yeah,
let's do
it's
it.
The only way. Like, it's the only power he has at this moment.
Yeah,
like, he doesn't have any actual or physical power, but if he can convince himself that, you know, eventually he's going to get back at them, that's keeping him going.
But that's kind of, I'm like, who else is he trying to get back at? But nobody's done anything. I don't know. Like, the people that like, his family is the one who mistreats him, you know? And he never bets against his family. So, you know what I mean? Like, he's not going to try to get back at his family. And I'm like, maybe you should be. But anyway, moving on.
Right.
So
they're going, like, they only stop to ever, like, water the horses. And that's it. And they've been going on and on and on. And it is not a sustainable pace they're going at. So Catelyn's men are like, hey, lady, can we slow down for a sec? And even Tyrion's like, you know, we should slow down. Otherwise, I'll probably die and then I'll be of no use to you. Besides, it's not like my dad cares about me.
See, now he's completely changed his... Like, before he was like, oh,
my father will pay anybody who will bring news of this. Yeah. But, like, he leaves at the part where, you know, his dad will be slighted at the fact that a Lannister's honor was, you know... Whatever.
Yeah.
So it's not the fact that he cares about Tyrion, but it's the fact that he cares about his house and their reputation.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, he's trying to explain his case. He's like, I told you that dagger ain't mine. I'm not a fool to have given him my own freaking dagger, which was one of those things, you know,
we
brought up before. He is generally a smart guy. Although it's also the perfect kind of thing to throw off other people.
Against.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still, like, people don't really, Tyrion's, it's not like, people don't really trust Tyrion, you know what I mean? Like, they're very, like, they kind of, like, Tyrion's not, like, it's not, like with Joffrey.
Like, he wouldn't risk
He did
this.
What he did. Yeah, like Joffrey can risk a lot of things and, like, not get in consequences for it, but Tyrion just doesn't have that same power, so I feel like he wouldn't put himself in that. You know? He just wouldn't risk himself like that.
So you're saying Joffrey sent the assassin?
No. I'm saying, like when Joffrey messes up, he doesn't have to really...
But Tyrion
can't
take the chance and mess up.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So anyway, he's...
Joffrey's trying to kill Bran because he doesn't like how he smiles.
Yes. I don't know.
Anyway.
Okay, so... Catelyn is like, why would Littlefinger lie to me? He's my brother. He loved me once. And Tyrion's like, have you met this dude? He is the liarest of the liars.
Yeah.
And apparently, Littlefinger claims to have taken Catelyn's quote-unquote maidenhood. And Catelyn's outraged by this because, you know, that's not what happened according to her. So that discredits Littlefinger, but she's still not willing to believe Tyrion because, you know, there's Littlefinger is somebody she grew up with. Tyrion is this person who comes from a family that doesn't get along with her family very well, you know? So it's all these things. But before they can, you know, continue the conversation, they get attacked by the mountain clans. And Tyrion urges Catelyn to, you know, arm him and his men so they can have more fighting people around. And Catelyn's hesitant, but she makes him promise to give back the weapons and then, you know, lets them have the weapons. Give back the weapons, have the weapons. Okay. But it's okay, this was really weird because she's like, Lannister honor means nothing to me. But then he's like, I swear upon my Lannister honor. And she's like, okay, fine, here.
Right? I was like, okay.
So that's something that happens. And so let's see. So at this point, the people are getting ready to fight and, you know, they're screaming battle cries and Tyrion gets swept up in the energy for a second. You know, he's like, yeah, I want to fight Casterly Rock. Yeah, I think it says Tyrion felt a sudden urge to leap up, brandish his axe and boom out Casterly Rock. But the insanity passed quickly and he crouched down lower. So he hides behind a rock with the singer Marillion, who's been following them uninvited, but and has been a total pain in the ass.
Yes,
but he's hiding, he's freaked out, and Tyrion's hiding as well. But eventually somebody comes around their rock and he has to fight, and he kills this guy's horse and topples both of them on top of the singer. And then the singer is pinned underneath the horse and Tyrion breaks his fingers. I enjoyed that.
I do not condone
breaking anybody's fingers generally, but in this instance, I do.
Oh my gosh. I was like, I mean, it's the perfect thing because he likes to play the harp, so breaking someone's fingers when they want, like, when they play harp for a living is, yes, I get that, but also I was like, ugh, I didn't want you to break his fingers, you know?
Yeah, it's, you know, if the singer wasn't such an annoying little person, like, if he wasn't so annoying, I might forgive it. Or, I might not forgive it.
Yeah.
But at this point, you know, he's been bothering Tyrion a lot, and Tyrion doesn't have a lot of power in this situation, so he's gonna take what he can get.
That's true.
So, anyway, at this point, he's, like, dodging around, killing whoever he can, and then he hears Catelyn scream. And he looks around and there's three people surrounding her. And he goes up and kills, like, I think he chops off a guy's leg or something. And Catelyn kills the other guy. And there's a third guy on a horse. And it says, the horseman remembered an urgent engagement elsewhere and galloped off suddenly. Like,
that was funny.
I've got a dentist appointment, actually. I gotta go.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That was kind of funny. The way he phrased that, I was like, oh my gosh. And Catelyn's like, Kate, well, now that we're done, let's bury our men.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we have to go.
Yes.
And she's like, gods, please just forgive me for this.
Sorry, she wants to do the honorable thing. She doesn't want these men's bodies to be, you know, eaten by animals, so...
But she also doesn't want to die.
Yeah, so she has to make a tough choice, and they leave. And then, you know, Tyrion's about to return his weapons when Catelyn actually lets him keep them. And she's like, don't worry, I still don't trust you, but I totally trust you.
Yeah, literally.
Like, her actions say that she does trust him more than
she's
she
she's like,
did
I
before.
Trust, I trust, yeah. She's like, I trust you not to kill me, which is a start.
Right.
Because he, you know, saved her life, so. Yeah.
So at this point, since they're free of their attack now, Tyrion finishes his defense argument. You know, he's like, well, you know, there's a serious flaw in Littlefinger's lie. Whatever you may believe of me, Lady Stark, I promise you this. I never bet against my family.
And every single time we see him, even in his previous interactions, we know he's like, oh my gosh, my family, you know? And then even, like, in the other chapter where he was like, oh, I would win if Tyrion was here. So,
yeah.
So Tyrion isn't lying, at least about this.
Yeah.
This one specific thing. So Littlefinger lied about that.
Why do you think he lied?
I don't know. See, because when it first came up and I hadn't noticed those things, I was like, so is Tyrion lying? Because I was trying to think, why does it benefit Littlefinger? You know what I mean? Because Littlefinger is all about, like, you know, he's been building his way up and he's trying to, like, do the best thing for him. But I'm like, how does it benefit him? Because, like, okay, so he told her and Ned that. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, it's Tyrion's.
He basically, like, pit them against the Lannisters in a way.
Yeah.
So
they think it's the Lannisters.
Maybe he has, like, a vendetta against the Lannisters?
Yeah, but, yeah, that's possible.
I'm just trying to think. Same as you.
But does he think... but does he think... I don't even know if he think, like, okay, he's, like, quote-unquote helping Ned, but is he just...
But he also warns Ned to not trust him, so...
Exactly, yeah, so I don't...
What game is
he playing? I don't know, like, what would benefit him? Is it, like, does he want... Okay, no, but the king, I'm like, does he want Ned to, like, go screw himself by, like, trying to prove something to the king and then get... like, exiled or something, I don't know. That wouldn't happen. But, you know, like, is he trying to get Ned to not be in that role anymore because he doesn't like Ned? Like, what's he trying to do? I just don't understand what he's trying to do. Mm-hmm. Or, like, because...
I don't know.
He's in a pretty good spot. Like, what does he want? Like, what does he want in life? I don't know what he wants. Like, can he even do anything? Like, he's in the king's council.
Yes.
I don't think there's a bigger... thing that he can do.
Let's see. So above the council, there's the Hand of the King. There's the king himself. That's it. So yeah,
but I don't think he knows that the king wouldn't make him the hand, right? Like if something happened to Ned, the king wouldn't make him the hand. I don't think.
Maybe.
If the king wasn't the king anymore, maybe he has, like, some sort of, this doesn't even make sense, but maybe.
Wait, why wouldn't the king be the king?
I don't know, but this is my prediction. I don't know, we'll get to that later. But maybe if the Lannisters were ruling the land, maybe they were like, oh, we'll let you be hand.
Okay, so.
And he has to help them out.
Like, if Robert dies and Joffrey's king, then he can be Joffrey's hand?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I guess.
I don't think the Lannisters would do that.
I don't know. Would they?
I don't know. Like, I'm sure they would say that, but I don't think they'd do that.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to predictions. So, like I said, I don't have any questions for you today, but you have some questions for you today. What are they?
My questions, I think I've already kind of brought them up without trying to. Like, it was just, like, the thing about, like, what's going on with Gendry? What was up with Jon Arryn? What does Lysa know? What is up with Littlefinger?
Why does Cersei want her cousins to be the king's squires?
Because you talk to your squire a lot.
So, like, they're always around so they can keep an eye on him.
Yeah, and also it's just more people.
Why do the Lannisters want Robert dead? Just so that Joffrey can be on the throne?
Yeah.
Okay, I think that makes sense. I'm just asking, like, is there anything more to it?
I don't think so. I think they're just power hungry.
Okay, what about Sansa? Is she gonna snap out of her... you know, romanticism, or is she just going to continue living this way?
Not yet. I think it hasn't it hasn't ruined her life enough for her to stop doing it. Like, she can still justify the things that happen, so she doesn't have to snap out of it.
Okay. And why does Loras Tyrell give Sansa a red rose when he gives the other girls a white rose? Because it matches her hair? I don't know.
I don't know, because he thinks she's the prettiest one or whatever. Or maybe because she's probably, like... Like, I'm assuming the other girls that he gives the roses to are, like, commoners. So he knows that she's, like... Or not as important like,
her, as her, because yeah. she's
like, she's pretty important.
Future
queen. Yeah, exactly. And, she's supposed to be, like, the future queen someday, so, mm-hmm. You know, if you're nice to the queen, like, probably good for you.
Right. Let's see. I'm just looking through my notes to remember if there's anything. We already talked about whether, like, Robert would actually listen to Ned if he brought him proof, and we're not going to get back into it. Apparently, like, I think the conclusion was that he would want to do something, but he would not have the power to, really.
Yeah.
Or he wouldn't do the right thing.
Yeah, because the Lannisters are just so everywhere. They do everything. They control a lot.
Yeah.
And Robert owes a lot to them. Like, there's, like, Robert can't just be like, okay, well, now I'm banishing you.
So.
Because.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. Next question. Okay, let's assume that Sir Hugh was the one that poisoned Jon Arryn, right? Like, let's assume mm-hmm. that's a fact. Who mm-hmm. sent him?
Jaime
Lannister. Okay, got yes. it. Moving on. Are Tyrion and Catelyn make it to the Eyrie?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, we've seen how dangerous these roads are, but also, yeah. like, if they don't get there, that'll be so anticlimactic.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, Kat and Tyrion, like, we've had a lot of their chapters. Like, we can't just have them disappear and, like, die.
And at this point, you don't believe that Tyrion sent the assassin?
No.
Okay.
I never have.
Okay.
I still don't.
Yes, but I just have to ask you every chapter until yeah. we get a confirmation one way or the yes. other. Yes. Yes. Okay, so what will they do once they get to the Eyrie?
She'll go find Lysa.
Okay.
Every time I say Lysa, I feel like I'm just saying Lysol. But
yes, we've talked about this before.
Oh, we have! Okay, I didn't know that. But, so she goes to... Okay, wait, so she's gonna go up to Lysa. She's gonna be like, hey, he tried to kill my son. What do you know about the Lannisters? And she's gonna be like, oh, the Lannisters killed my husband. And they're gonna be like, oh my gosh, how did it happen? And she's gonna be like, I don't know, I just think so.
Okay, so she's not gonna have any proof?
I don't think she's gonna have proof, but I think she'll be like, oh, I overheard this one conversation.
Okay, and what's gonna happen with Tyrion?
That's a good question. Tyrion will hang out there until one of the Lannisters dispatches someone to come get him.
Okay.
Tyrion will just be there, and they'll be like, so.
How are they going to figure out that they went to the Eyrie instead of Winterfell?
I think somebody will be like, wait, that's fair. How are they going to figure that out? Yeah, because there's no... Well, maybe they'll get to the crossroads, and they'll be like, oh, her sister lives on this side.
Oh, okay.
Like, maybe they won't realize yeah, until after they've already gone to Winterfell. Yeah, but her dad
lives on the other side, so
yeah, but that's true. But I feel like they obviously won't realize, like, until they get to Winterfell that
she's not at Winterfell. There. Okay. Yeah. So, but say all these, like, Lannister people show up at Winterfell.
Yeah, that's sounds what's going to happen there. That sounds dangerous. That's another reason where I was like, so you're just going to, you know, like, that just, because, like, they can't really be, like, I don't know, like, if these Lannister people show up, like, can they even be held accountable if they do something, you know? And, like, who, like, Rob's there, you know? You know what I mean? Like, right. What are they going to, like, are they going to listen to a 14-year-old boy?
I think he's 15 now.
Oh, right. Sorry. You know, this 15-year-old boy just, I don't know, just it just feels like a caught. It just feels like a formula for trouble.
Okay. So things will not go well.
Yes.
In short. Okay. I think that's everything. Can you think of anything else? What's Liza gonna be like?
Oh, like personality? Mm-hmm. That's interesting. That's a good question. Liza. Oh, all we know is that she was very. She's not very, like, passive. She's very much like, no, me and my kids are going here. This is what we're doing. So she's gonna be like, I feel like she'll be kind of like she'll be adamant.
Okay.
And I don't think she's gonna be in like a good place. I don't think she's gonna be like, hey, sister. I think it'll be more like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you in so long. Oh my gosh, sis. You know?
Okay.
I think it'll be like a sad reunion because so many sad things have happened. I think she'll be sad. But stubborn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Wait, her kid is there too, right?
Yes.
Oh, so we'll meet her kid.
Robert Aaron, he's named.
Oh, that he's also Rob?
Robert, remember?
Oh my gosh, Rob. We already know three Roberts, bruh.
No, Rob is Rob with two B's, no Ert.
Wait, his name is just Rob?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Okay.
So Ned's son is just Rob.
Yeah, so Robert Aaron is actually named after Robert Baratheon, because John Aaron liked Robert Baratheon. And remember at his deathbed, he was calling for Robert, but they didn't know if it was Robert the king or Robert the kid.
Yeah. Yes, that is true. I forgot that.
Yeah, okay, so let's move on to the next chapters. Okay, you ready? So we're reading chapters 32, 33, and 34 next time.
Okay.
And chapter 32 is Arya.
Oh, Arya. Oh my gosh.
So what are we going to see from her?
Water dancing!
Okay.
I want to see one of her... Oh my god, they're going to be catching cats. she's gonna get in trouble catching cats because I feel like
that's... What kind of trouble?
I don't know, she's gonna, like, the cat's gonna go somewhere where she's not supposed to go. And then she's gonna get caught. Yeah, and they're gonna be like, what are you doing? And she's gonna be like, I'm catching a cat. And they're like, little girls shouldn't be learning how to fight. You know?
Okay, that whole vibe. Catching cats, learning water dancing, fighting misogyny, all the regulars of an Arya special.
Yes.
Okay, so next up, do you want to guess who we have? Just guess.
Ned.
Yep. So, chapter 33 is Dear Eddard. It's his eighth chapter, so.
Oh my gosh, he is taking the lead. He is going off.
So what are we going to see from him?
He's probably, now his head's like spinning and he's like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Okay, so what's he going to do? What's his logical plan of action? Because before all he had was Gendry. Now he kind of has this like, okay, Sir Hugh did that, but that still doesn't leave anything because Sir Hugh was dead. Yeah, he's real, actually, never mind. He's literally just where he started, except now his doubts about the Lannisters are just kind of a little bit more confirmed.
But still no proof.
Yeah, exactly. So it's all just doubts. Before he was like, all I have is Gendry. Well, maybe he'll, like, go talk to Gendry again. I don't know.
Okay. All right. I was going to say something, but it would have kind of been a spoiler, so I'm not going to say it. I was going to, like, lead you in a direction.
And then you should do that.
I'm not going to do that. Like, okay, fine. What are some things happening in the realm that he doesn't know about that could impact his life seriously?
Well, you know, Lannister got stolen.
Okay.
Caitlyn stole a Lannister, and she's going to Lady Lysa, but they're so far away. How is that going to do anything for a while?
Okay. All right. Okay, moving on. Chapter 34. Give me another guess.
Catelyn.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Literally, we never get... It's literally always Catelyn, Eddard.
Well, yeah.
And then with, like, a third... And then with, like, a Jon every once in a while, or, like, a Tyrion.
Or an Arya, or a Sansa, you know. Mix it up. But, yes, they definitely have more chapters than most other people.
We don't have any Robs.
No, we don't.
We've never had a Rob chapter. That's so sad. Poor kid. He's the only family member we've never had one from.
Well,
That's so rude. Rickon, but that doesn't count.
Okay.
That doesn't count. Poor Rob.
Maybe Rob doesn't have interesting enough thoughts for us to be in his head.
I don't know.
Okay, so what are we going to see from Catelyn?
Catelyn's going to be... I don't know if she's traveling or if she's... Because we've already seen a lot of interesting stuff happening when they're traveling, so maybe she, like, gets there and she's like, hey, Lisa, or Lysa. She's like, hey, Lysa.
Okay, so she gets there and just...
Vibes.
Meets her sister for a bit.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. All right, that's everything. I cannot think of any other thoughts.
Now I want to... What's going to happen in Ned's chapter?
There's really no way you can know. So I'm just going to say that we're going to wrap it up here. Think about that while you read Ned's chapter. Next week.
Oh my gosh.
All right, that's everything. So until next time, farewell, my friends.
Talk to you later.